to you, baby. Come on.
And we're back. We're going to give this one another try. Last time we played this episode, iTunes took it down in one day because it said it was too dirty. We did a few edits. Maybe they'll let it go this time. If not, then you'll have another episode here in a couple days. Giving it the statute of limitations of podcasts. Hopefully they won't say anything this time. Also want to give a quick shout out to the state of New Jersey. They have 4 cities in our top 10 most listens. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Vine, Snapchat, Twitter, all at OfficialDB. Facebook is facebook.com/OfficialDB. Go subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Just search DB. Or go to audioboom.com/channel/DB. Our new logo decals are coming out soon, so pay attention on how you can win one for free or just buy one. All right, let's get to it.
What's up, motherfuckers? Deep V, goddammit, episode 5.
Yes.
Bitch, what you know about it? I'm a little drunk. Don't worry about it.
A little bit.
Today is motherfucking Jack Daniels Day.
It's Jack and Coke. I know you're a Jack and Coke guy.
Jack Daniels Day. So.
But we are drinking a different kind of Jack Daniels.
What are we drinking?
Jack Daniels honey.
Honey Jack Daniels. Tennessee honey is what it's called, actually.
Jack Daniels Tennessee honey. I'm looking at it right now. You're
yep,
right.
Yep, yep.
It is very good.
We sample a different alcoholic beverage.
How much is left? A quarter. Half?
Not much.
less than half, and we've been in this studio for, I don't know, 40 minutes or so.
Have we been here for 40 minutes?
No, I'm exaggerating.
Probably. It's like a 12-minute drinking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It is so good.
I took a couple of shots extremely fast before we started
this.
You
did. And actually, it was from the bottle.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if it was a real shot. It could have been a triple shot.
Well, Jack Daniels at one point was my one-time favorite liquor.
It was?
At one point. But
well, what is it now?
Yeah, like I've since graduated to Crown because, well, I'm a fucking adult. So
right.
There's something about Jack Daniels to me that reeks of like lacrosse and subpar grades.
Sure. I mean,
Very collegey is what I'm getting at.
Like, do white people drink Crown though?
I don't know. Do they?
You tell me, white man. I don't drink Crown.
Paul, do you drink Crown?
I'm Hispanic, so I don't count.
White man in the corner, do you drink Crown?
Irish, super white. Do not drink Crown.
God damn it! All right.
Well, I mean, the only reason I say it comes in like a purple suede bag.
Fair enough. So, yeah. Side note. I'm so black. when I get drunk on Jack, though, it just... This is why I think it's very collegey. I make bad decisions when I'm drunk on Jack.
Everybody does.
Like sushi sex.
Mm-hmm. Sushi sex.
No one knows what sushi sex is?
I don't know.
So that would be raw sex. You're welcome. Raw sex. You see what I did there?
I did.
You
like that? I like that. Yeah.
Fair enough. I also feel like in every domestic abusive household, mm-hmm. somewhere is a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. There's one full, and then there's that one that they just finished.
Right.
Brand new. Yep. Yeah,
hence the domestic violence.
Yep.
It's gotta be close to empty at some point. I will commit a fucking crime drunk off Jack Daniels.
Okay.
State.
Right.
Or federal.
That's big time. That's
big time.
That's statewide.
I'm going to the big house.
You are if you're in federal.
And that's a huge commitment to me because I feel like a man that does their eyebrows, such as me, is getting fucked in his ass in the big house.
Please. I want you to describe the eyebrows. Are you doing the eyebrows in jail?
I'm doing the eyebrows. No, I'm not doing them in jail.
Well, you just said you were.
I do them now outside.
Yeah, but you said like a man.
It's a Hispanic thing.
I'm Hispanic. Nobody
you don't
that.
Do it, but are you going to tell me you don't know of another guy that does it?
We know you now.
Yeah.
Are we going to know you? Yeah. That's outside it. Of me, you know another dude that does his eyebrows.
Maybe like from like a video.
They're all gay.
Yeah.
They are, yeah. I think I know two.
You know what?
And they do it in the butt.
Mind your fucking business. No, that's fair. No, that makes sense, though, because honestly, there's very little that I wouldn't do
okay.
drunk on Jack Daniels.
Yeah, we know.
If your hair was slightly longer, I'm so doing you.
I'm a good looking woman though, so
you kind of have that body like it's like like you work at it body by curves.
Right.
Right, right, right.
Yeah,
right.
Like I'm a 65-year-old woman.
No.
That more, goes in my lunch break.
I see that. Yeah, like where I can tell you used to care about your appearance. Yes. And now that your husband's cheating on you, you want to do 200 sit-ups.
I want to go back.
Right. That kind of thing.
I show my man.
I like it.
I know you do.
That's so good.
It's so deep.
That thing is good.
I know.
It's so deep.
So deep.
Right, right, right. We still haven't introduced ourselves. That's okay. We're getting into the swing of things. Episode 5.
We really don't need to introduce. I mean,
right. you anybody who's got a problem thing, with this, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you clicked our goddamn link. You For know sure. who's talking.
Right. I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
Let's do this goddamn thing. So how'd, we talked about the fantasy draft a couple episodes
we
ago.
We did.
It was fantastic.
I won the draft.
Did you?
I don't know. Maybe in my opinion.
One of the man dudes from our draft who couldn't make it.
Right.
To the live draft we had. So we drew numbers for like what your position is in drafting.
Correct.
And of course the motherfucker that couldn't make it to the live draft.
Fucking jackass.
Got the first pick.
One number one.
So get this. Since he wasn't there,
yep.
Everybody who did come, one of the guys came with a buddy.
Right.
And we actually just allowed the buddy, who wasn't a part of the draft,
right.
to pick and draft for the missing man.
Correct.
So he said he didn't know a whole lot about football before the draft.
He said his favorite team was the Phoenix Mercury.
Right. When he said he didn't know a lot about football, you know what my first thought was?
What?
Perfect.
You should pick number one.
So with that said, of the Sandusky's 2014 first draft of the year.
Who was it?
The first pick was Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger.
But hear me out, though.
Okay.
Of a fantasy draft that's called Sandusky's Basement.
Correct.
Doesn't Ben Roethlisberger just sound so perfect?
It's so perfect.
For the first pick, that just makes so much sense in a non-consensual kind of way.
Correct. Kobe was second.
Right. Didn't Big Ben rape a chick?
He did.
He did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel terrible for the chick because he's a big guy.
Correct.
Anyone with the last name has the cock of a Greek mythological creature.
Right.
He's basically a goddamn, what is that when they're half human, half...
Minotaur.
That's what Ben Roethlisberger is.
I bet it is a baby arm holding an apple down there.
Seriously, yeah. I imagine it to have like a slight curve.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know those guys like in the porns who have like the dick is so big it has nowhere else to go, so it starts to like slide over Correct. To the left. Yeah, yeah.
It has a functioning elbow.
Like a lagging left green turn arrow. Right.
A railroad crossing sign.
Right, right, right. You know, his dick is just a little obtuse. You know what I mean?
180 degrees.
Right, right. He bends it like Beckham. That's Ben Roethlisberger's dick. I also feel like, in all seriousness,
right.
Ben Roethlisberger's dick is one of the characters on Duck Dynasty.
Absolutely. Ben has a big beard.
Yeah, that's enough about Ben's dick, though.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that off the air.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Just stay after the shout-outs.
Let's move on. You ready to move on?
Well, I'm ready to move on.
Or more big dick.
Okay, let's move on.
All right. How's the marriage life?
It's good.
Is it good?
It is good.
No trouble in paradise.
No hiccups.
Nothing.
Nada.
Just loving it.
We're in the Autobahn.
You made a good decision.
We're going fast.
Okay, I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Right.
13 years.
I'm like Ricky Bobby, baby.
Yeah. I've got an update for our listeners out there.
Okay.
A couple of episodes ago, I was single.
You were?
Not anymore, bitches.
Correct.
You missed out. 8 and change belongs to somebody now. Somebody now has 12 whole dollars.
Right. Mike.
I've been doing this on again, like off again kind of thing with Christina, who's obviously my girlfriend.
Right.
Sometimes we really, really, really hate each other.
Correct.
Other times we really, 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 really love each other.
Right.
Right now we're so in love. Like lots and lots and lots of love.
Me love you long time.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
That's kind of been our relationship like in the beginning. There's lots of love and lots of hate.
Correct.
Extreme aggressive amounts of hate. But also like lots of passionate interracial love
right.
as well.
Right. The sex is the same though, either way, right?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
It is.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has this been going?
On and off?
Yeah.
About a year. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of times.
Fully committed.
365
But not
days.
Really, really committed. Oh, now right. We're committed for real, for real.
Fully committed.
Like, I like her like her.
Here's, yeah. Here's the thing about our relationship.
Yep.
It's kind of like watching a movie with subtitles.
Okay.
Having to like read and watch the movie.
You're not going to do that.
At times, it's just hard to keep up with.
It's impossible to keep up with.
So fucking hard.
Like right now, could you keep up with it? After having as much as you've drank?
I would need like the bouncing reading rainbow ball on top of the subtitles.
You want to slow everything down.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Because reading wasn't my thing to begin with.
Nobody reads.
No.
That's why we're watching the movie. Nobody wants to read and watch the movie.
Right.
That's stupid.
To be fair, you know, black people are playing catch up because you guys wouldn't allow us to read or write. When we were slaves.
Right. That was a while ago, though.
When we were
I mean, are we going to put time on education? Like, maybe I'm not fully grasped reading yet.
It's been a little bit of time.
Agree to disagree.
I've heard it both ways.
Right. No, but in all fairness, she's actually been a really good sport. I've kind of put her through a lot. She's definitely a keeper.
She have nice boobies?
More importantly than the boobies, she has an extremely loose booty. It's so fucking loose. Like if her booty had a font, that ass is cursive, baby.
It's connected like that.
Right,
it's
right. Weird, because right? Compared to like regular white women that who have like the Times New Roman booty. Very basic.
Basic bitches.
So basic. What else went on since our last episode? Oh, you know what? Joanne Rivers
died.
R.I.P. I feel like, seriously, I mean, rest in peace to Joanne Rivers, right?
Sure.
I feel like her comedy was very similar to ours in the sense of, like, she was just kind of like, fuck everyone, I'm going to say what I want, and absolutely. If you don't laugh, then be that asshole who's looking around awkward, right?
Correct. Yeah. She was very funny.
She was extremely funny. If her hearing aid wasn't always on the fritz, I feel like she 100% would have listened to Deep V.
Absolutely. Well, she did. And she was going to do it, a little shout out.
Uh-huh.
This didn't happen.
Well,
didn't come around to it.
To be fair, we could have had her on as a guest. Do you remember what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
The handicapped parking spot in front of Fringe Audio is correct. Always open.
Always there.
We were just waiting on her.
Yeah.
She is an old legend, though.
She was like, let me just do the surgery and I'll get on your show.
We could have asked her so many things.
Right.
Such as, tell me about the Civil War, Joanne. What was Abe Lincoln's beard like in real life?
What did it smell like?
Right. Tell me more about the Great Depression.
Was that play good when Abe Lincoln was shot? Right. Or was it just like dog shit and you're like, thank God this is over?
Yeah. So, it's surprising to me that, is it Joanne or Joan Rivers?
Joan.
Joan?
I think it's short for Joanne, though.
Tomato, tomato. Agree to disagree.
I've heard it both ways.
All right.
But, you're welcome.
It does kind of baffle me that she's the one who passed away recently. And
I know where you're getting at.
There's people who are still alive like Lou Holtz.
Lou motherfucking Holtz.
I fucking hate him. He seriously, in all seriousness, though, he looks like death. He looks like the skeleton in every elementary health office.
Right.
Where they're like, the hip bone connects to the...
He looks like he is on the cover of Goosebumps and you're going to be scared.
He's the wedgie that you can't get out because you're in public. That's Lou Holtz. He's the old man who wakes up every morning at 5 a.m. and reads a newspaper while drinking coffee in front of like a window or like at a park bench.
His
like,
legs crossed with a half slipper.
Boom.
Fucking asshole. That's fucking jackass.
Enough. I don't even want to discuss
him. I hate his stupid face.
Yeah.
You know who he picked today?
Who?
Michigan State.
He's a fuckhead.
What a jackass.
Yeah. He can't even.
They lost, by the way.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah. That's a good transition. We can go from talking about Michigan and Lou Holtz college football to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Coming to Arizona.
Yep. Again.
I'm excited.
So are the playoffs, the college football playoffs, coming to Arizona too.
That's right.
Yeah. And the Pro Bowl.
Arizona's basically a pretty big deal now.
It's kind of a big deal.
Seriously.
For like 3 months.
Yeah. We've got the Super Bowl, college football playoffs.
Correct.
Tombstone.
And Jan Brewer is not going to be in office anymore.
Nice.
It's amazing. Yeah. January.
My favorite part about the Super Bowl it being here, though, is the build up to it.
Okay.
Let me tell you more about it.
Please do.
Lots of underdressed women chasing a dream. And also lots of overdressed dudes who have tricked women into believing that they have the dream.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The,
yeah.
The people who actually aren't participating in the Super Bowl.
90%
like,
of, yeah.
Right. They're like, I'm on the team. But they're not on the team.
Right, right,
I
right.
told the chick one time that I was the starting point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Did they believe you?
I'm 5'6".
That just tells you the women that he goes for.
She believed me. We're now dating. Hi, Christina. Kidding. She knows I don't, she knows. I don't play for the Lakers.
Maybe. I don't know.
I want to.
He said practice squad. And
right.
She's still on board for that one.
Yeah, yeah. But before the season started, I actually had the Cardinals going to the Super Bowl.
You did?
I had them winning.
You did?
But that was before the whole Darnell Dockett and everyone going all like Booby Miles on us and getting hurt. You know what I mean?
Jackasses.
Seriously, because everybody knows you want to win? Let Booby spin.
Hey, you know what? Who did I pick in the fourth round?
Who'd you pick?
Arrington.
You did.
Guess what? He's fucking hurt.
Goddamn Booby Miles.
God damn it, Booby Miles.
Them doctors down there in Midland ain't never seen no knee as pretty as Booby Miles. Wouldn't know what to do with it. I can't play football no more. Yeah, what I gonna do? I play football. That was when he hurt his knee.
Honestly, you sounded anymore. Like radio there.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, radio, what do you mean? What do you mean by radio?
The movie, radio.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I sounded retarded.
You sounded very...
Like,
right.
Retarded. Handicapped.
Well, my grades aren't a topic of discussion today, so...
Are they? Amazing.
They're actually good.
That's
they're
a
good.
Good Booby Miles, though.
It was.
You like
I
that?
Like that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate
like
it.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to win, let Booby spin.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Just press the circle 1,000 times.
Yeah. You know what else is coming to Arizona with the Super Bowl, though?
What?
I'm probably, honestly, more excited about this, actually. Prostitution.
Okay. All right.
You know, because the whole Super Bowl thing coming down or whatever, like, you know that famous, what is that place? Oh, shit.
Bunny Ranch?
Yes.
Why
the brothel.
Why did you know so fast?
Right, it was a reality.
Oh, Bunny Ranch, yep.
Right, yeah.
Speed
right,
dial.
Right.
Speed dial.
The actual Bunny Ranch from the show, yep. What's the show? Cat House.
Okay.
On HBO.
Right.
That guy is actually making his pussy mobile.
He is.
And he's bringing his entire operation.
Correct.
To Arizona.
Outskirts of Glendale.
Just for the week of the Super Bowl, though.
He's a smart man.
So what does that tell you about society, though? Like, as a whole, we're like, selling your pussy's wrong.
Mm.
But for the sake of football.
Right.
Roll Tide.
Alabama.
Right. shit, you know, but honestly, outside of like a brothel,
okay,
it doesn't even matter, prostitution, whatever, I don't really see the issue, you know, with selling your pussy like it's a sweater at Walmart.
Like it's bad?
Yeah, people don't agree with prostitution. It's illegal.
Is that true?
I don't agree with it.
Don't agree with it. Why
that's
not?
What, just like I'm saying, like if you want to put a price on your pussy like it's a fucking Walmart sweater, go for it.
You want it to be like, hey, if you want to be a prostitute, that's fine. But like, you can't be like, you be a prostitute now.
Yeah.
Right, I get what you're saying.
If you want to treat it like a sweater, there's some motherfuckers out there who need actual clearance ass rollback sweaters.
Right.
You know what I mean?
$6 at Walmart. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to get this apple juice squeezy to go.
Fair enough. Because we all pay for pussy anyways, at least myself.
Right.
I guess you could say I used to.
Okay.
Not in the sense that you're thinking, but like when I was single, the price that I would pay for pussy.
How much?
I don't know. 2 vodka cranberries? Like,
that's not that bad.
That's 12, paying for pussy, you know what I mean?
$12. That's a reasonable joint.
Reasonable.
Fair enough.
$30.
Right, yeah.
That's paying for pussy. Like you buy a chick a couple drinks at the bar or at the club or you know, whatever. That's you're paying for pussy.
How much is it on Backpage?
Because you're not interested in her actual conversation. You're like, drink that drink.
Right. I did not roofie it.
Backpage pussy is $60.
So and it's
that's how you know
more.
It's good.
Right.
That's it's $60.
Five times as much.
Because if you put it in a comparison, what else can you buy with $60? That's basically comparing pussy to like
Converse shoes on the buy one, get one free rack.
A PlayStation video game. $60, baby. An eighth of weed.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I feel like it is.
$60, not that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, an eighth of weed in the Midwest.
Is it lower there?
It's higher there.
Oh.
No pun intended.
It's lower.
Hey, oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
That's good.
I want to get extremely serious now.
You want to get serious?
Let's talk about racism.
Racism. God damn it.
Goddamn racist. Django.
You want to talk about Django?
No, I don't want to talk about Django. But I do want to talk about racism. Because it's still alive. You know how I know?
Yep.
Macklemore won a fucking Grammy.
He did.
For Best Rap Album.
Yeah.
Best Rap Album, Mike. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a white man.
Correct.
That's like Donald Sterling getting a goddamn BET award for Humanitarian of the Year.
He got Humanitarian of the Year so many times in California. That's a true story.
Really?
Yes. I promise you.
Well, he was a good guy until he got all racist-y. Is that, on is that, I feel like that's just him. You know how else I know racism is still alive?
How?
Steve Nash has two MVPs.
He does.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
But he's a good dude. That right. doesn't qualify you to be a good basketball player.
He's like, a good passer.
Right. He got the two MVPs on the prime of Kobe's years. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
The last year they gave it to Nash, matter of fact, Kobe averaged 30 points a game.
Okay.
He had an 81-point game.
He did.
And then there was another game where he scored 65 fucking points.
Correct.
And they were like, Kobe, this is the third quarter. We're going to sit you out the rest of the fourth.
It was the Knicks and then the Rockets.
The voters were like, good job, Blackie. But you know what? I'm liking this white man over here.
I remembered when you thought you raped somebody.
Right. Right. This white man, he passes cool and has bangs. So we're going to go with that guy.
And he does the Justin Bieber, like, I'm going to wipe my forehead with my hair.
Right. Where he has to flick his head back before he says every talk.
Correct.
Every talk. Everywhere.
I like Steve Nash.
Yeah, I do. I like him too.
Do you?
Not anymore.
Right, because you're a Laker fan.
Absolutely.
I'm a Suns fan.
Such a waste of money. Such a waste of money.
I like them.
But that just goes to show you, actually, that my dad was right. Like, growing up as a young black kid, he always told me to be successful in this world that we live in, you have to be one of two things.
Okay.
One, a very athletic, super talented black guy. Or two, an extremely average white man.
It sounds like do whatever you can to
those
be
those are the only two ways to make it in the world. Obama being in office does not prove anything.
Correct.
It just proves that anything can be rigged. Okay.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you vote for Romney? You voted for fucking Obama. Like 97% of the black people voted for Obama.
Of course.
Did I even have to ask you? I didn't ask.
This is another reason why I know racism is still alive.
Continue.
Because stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Who does the best stand-up comedy?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Who's my favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Daniel Tosh is
up there. Shut up. Okay, you're ruining this. You're ruining.
Yep.
There are lots of white comedians who do stand-up.
It's Kevin Hart, right?
But there's lots of black stand-up comedians who are, it's almost like, we're known for doing stand-up comedy.
Right.
Whether it be Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Richard Pryor.
Correct.
Martin Lawrence.
Right.
Eddie Murphy.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I could go on and on.
Three
and on.
Three of
and
those
on.
Four, though, were not very good anymore.
Go fuck yourself.
But I do like Kevin Hart.
Right. Okay. That's actually, or I guess stand-up comedy was kind of actually what led me to doing radio.
Correct.
Because it takes a special person to do stand-up.
It does.
Because to me, it didn't really feel like it was all about like my material.
Okay.
It just seemed like there was more to it. Like, you actually had to put, like, an act together to match your words.
You want to be an actor up there.
No, well, that's what the audience is looking for.
Right.
So, to me, it felt very much like blackface. Like, okay. My face was painted black, the spotlight was on me,
right.
And white people were looking at me
dance.
Saying, dance, nigger. Make me laugh.
Wear these metal plates at the bottom of your shoes.
Yeah, right. Just tap dance, nigger. It really wasn't for me. Radio does really seem like it's more my lane. And to be fair, I do have the face for radio.
I was going
to
say, we have the face for radio, so it's good. We're good.
Right.
So we're very good looking.
I want to jump into another segment that we've been meaning to do every episode, but we just never get to it.
Are you saying something we do all the time when we talk back and forth?
All the time. It kind of started off as a joke between ourselves where we do like, basically, almost like your mama jokes back and forth type thing.
This is actually, when we started, we decided to do a podcast.
Yeah.
This is what we did.
We were doing You Look Likes and we were like, you know what?
You look like.
We need to make a podcast.
Why are we famous?
I have no idea.
Right.
We're working on that.
Correct.
So basically what You Look Like is almost we go back and forth and tell each other what we look like.
Not always what we actually look like, but like what you
extremely would rude comments.
Up. Correct.
So since you guys don't truly know us, we've decided instead of it being You Look Like, we're going to describe what some celebrities that everybody else knows.
Correct. And we're also going to dumb it down a little for them.
Let's do it.
Because they're dumb.
Who's the first person we should talk about what they look
Lil
like?
Lil Wayne.
Let's do Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Okay, let me see. You
we
know what?
Go back and forth?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, how many you got?
I don't know.
You got a few of them?
I do.
We'll think on the fly.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Lil Wayne?
Yep.
You know what he looks like to me?
What's he look like?
He looks like his father was never around.
You know what he looks like? You shouldn't feed him after midnight.
He looks like his mother was incredibly promiscuous and made him stay in the room.
Absolutely.
He looks like Tom Hanks when he cried, Wilson! Extremely homely.
He looks like he's 50 years away from saying, my precious.
He looks like he was born and raised in Gotham and then wanted to like kind of move up, so he decided to move to New Jack City.
Moving on.
Right. You got Lil Wayne?
Ooh, I'm done with Lil Wayne, actually.
Fuck him, all right.
Fuck that guy.
Who else should we do? Tiger Woods.
Of course, Tiger Woods.
Tiger looks like a lot of things to me.
You know what he looks like to me?
What?
The gay version of A-Rod.
To me, he looks like he didn't vote for Obama.
Absolutely. He was part of the 3%.
Right.
I had that one.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Awesome. He looks like he still values a good comic book to me.
He looks like he's one hair dye away from being Cisco.
He looks like to me one of the kids from the Ovaltine commercial that said, more Ovaltine, please.
More Ovaltine, please.
That's exactly what it looks like.
You know what he looks like? He looks like he would draft Ben Roethlisberger number one in a fantasy draft.
He does. He knows nothing about football. He looks like when Mel Gibson was caught saying the word nigger. He was the first motherfucker that called him and said, it's cool.
It's fine. I'm cool with it, guys.
Completely cool.
How was that sandwich when you're eating?
How about Oprah?
Oprah?
Yeah.
I got a few for Oprah.
Oprah, to me, looks like she fetches things for white people.
She looks like what Whoopi Goldberg would look like with $1 billion.
I see. Okay.
She Certainly. Does, right?
Yeah, for sure. She looks like she eats a lot of grits by the bowl. Like, baby, let me get 3 bowls of grits.
Give me a big bowl of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
She looks like she has the best peripheral vision ever.
Ah, I see.
She has very wide eyeballs.
Extremely wide.
Very wide.
She looks like she farts in public. You're a disgusting woman if you fart.
She looks like what Forrest Whitaker would look like with $1 billion.
Okay. Fix the eye.
Right. Well, it's a kind of, eye problem, wide eyes.
Right,
it's
right,
fine.
Right. She also looks like she sleeps with a silk pillowcase. Now, that may not mean anything to you, but to our ethnic listeners,
correct,
female ethnic listeners, they know what the fuck I'm talking about. Not mess up their hair.
I have a silk pillowcase.
You have a silk pillowcase?
I do, but I have dark person hair.
Sounds really sweaty.
Dark person hair. Why do you have it? Just because it feels good?
Well, why do I have my hair?
No, the silk pillowcase.
Oh, because it feels great.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't it feel good to you?
It's hot.
Does it?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Isn't that just like just the tip if you just have just the case?
Yeah, just the cheek. Yeah.
Right. Is Paul trying to distract us from Oprah?
Yes.
This is about Oprah.
Freaking boner right now.
I'm defending Oprah. Right. I really like
the last thing that I would say Oprah looks like to me is she looks like a very, very mean 7th grade history teacher.
She does.
You got anything on her?
No, I'm good with her.
Fuck her then. Let's go with Hillary Clinton.
Black to white. Yeah. All right. You know what she looks like to me?
What?
She pees standing up.
She does. I have that.
Do you?
Oh, for sure. Because she looks like she wears strap-ons.
Absolutely.
She owns many pairs of Dockers.
Right. But like the strap-on is like loosely quotated. Like, right. I got a strap-on on. Don't worry about it.
She looks like she wears men's underwear with dick holes in them.
I feel like she looks like if she saw a wiener, she'd say yucky.
Probably.
She probably would.
Wait, yours or anyone's?
Anyone's.
Okay. Yours is kind of yucky.
Yeah, mine's yeah, it's fine.
Fair enough. Right,
it's a thing. Don't worry about it.
Wiz Khalifa.
Okay.
Rapper for all of our other white people listeners.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very ugly.
You know what he looks like to me?
What?
Like he just escaped a house fire through the back window.
He does. Right. He looks like he's about to say, Misa Jar Jar Binks.
he looks like he applied for Obamacare.
please pull him up so you can see what he looks like.
Yes.
He looks like Chester the Cheetah, and he was like, that's what I want to go for today.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my God, he does.
does. He's so fucking ugly.
He is. He looks like...
oh my God, yeah.
Right, yeah. He looks like Lil Wayne and Ludacris had a baby.
I like that.
He does.
That's similar to what I'm thinking.
Is it?
Yeah, he looks like what every white father hopes their daughter never brings home. It is similar. Oh, yeah. He looks like he has sickle cell.
That's a black disease.
Black disease. Oh, he so has sickle cell. Lupus. Let's just go ahead and do an RIP to Wiz Khalifa right now because it's happening soon.
It's going to happen before this airs.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
We're
going to
look like fucking Nostradamus.
That's look how skinny he is. He looks like a malnourished alley cat.
Why does he look confused?
Yeah, can I have some milk?
Can I please have some more?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Wiz. Okay, we'll move on. Let's do Johnny Manziel.
You know what? Let's do Kiana.
You want to do... Okay, let's go with that one. Let's do with that one.
You like that one?
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. He looks like Justin Long and Joseph Gordon-Levitt had a baby.
I see that. He does. A little Don John action.
A little bit.
Okay, all right. He looks like, to me,
yep,
a question mark.
Good.
He just walks around as a fucking question mark.
He looks so sad.
So confused.
He looks like he shops at Walmart for the clothes. Like, not because, like, it's cheap, because, like, he likes the look.
Yeah. Because he looks like, to me, like the teacher just asked him to read a sentence out loud.
Correct.
But he can't stand up because he has a boner.
Right. You gotta put a poker pillow down there.
Very embarrassed.
He looks like he has, like, something to say. Like, he had an idea on the tip of his tongue for 30 years.
Right.
But he just can't fucking get it out.
Awesome. Fair enough.
Well, little Johnny Football?
Let's do Johnny Football.
I like Johnny Football.
Johnny Manziel.
You Johnny Manziel fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of...
I think he's fucking cool.
I'm a fan of his lifestyle.
Yeah. That's why he's fucking cool.
I hope he does well in the NFL. He doesn't seem to be doing too well right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Preseason, though.
He's like a stepchild that's adjusting to his new family. Like, you know, it's kind of in that area where they're getting to know each other still. Right. You know, he's not sure what time dinner's served.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, what are the rules? That type of thing. Yeah.
You know what he looks like? He looks like the youngest kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
He does. He looks exactly like him.
Please pull it up. He looks identical to him.
I did. Yeah.
He looks just fucking like him.
He looks like he had 16 MRI scans.
He looks like he's a beard away from fucking being a member of the Duck Dynasty.
I see that.
He does.
Because he does look like he's like an Alcoholics Anonymous founder.
Absolutely. He looks like he goes to animal shelters and eats food slowly and says, "You can't have none of this."
Right. I got one similar because to me, he does kind of look like he cornered fat boys in elementary and took their chips and punched them in the stomach and was like, "These are my chips.
You'll never catch me. So fast from Johnny Football.
God damn it." He looks like he spent a lot of time on academic probation.
He did in Texas A&M.
Did he?
Yeah. He was awesome. Fair enough. He's so fucking cool.
Yeah. He's so cool. We'll give him a pass and move forward.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama?
I don't have a lot for her. You know, if I say anything bad,
uh-huh,
Nicole's going to punch me in the dick.
Your wife.
She fucking loves her.
Really?
You know what her approval rating is for everybody, even Republicans?
What?
Like 99%.
A lot of people like Michelle.
She's awesome, I guess.
She tells it like it is.
Yeah.
That's why, to me, she looks like she texts Rosa Parks all the time. She's dead now, but
you think this is a good idea? She never gets text back.
Right. She looks like she'll slap a bitch.
She does look like she'd beat me in every sport.
She does. She kind of looks like, to me, like she wishes that motherfucker Obama would cheat on her. Like, I wish a nigga would.
Scandal. The show.
She looks like she has no problem ordering Kool-Aid from any restaurant. Doesn't matter.
It's fine.
Let me get a 12-ounce filet, lobster tail, and do you have Kool-Aid?
Half sugar, please.
Right. She looks like she would actually ask for red drink. Y'all got some red drink?
Some orange stuff.
Yeah, I respect her too, so we'll move forward. Let's talk about a white person.
Okay.
Johnny Depp. What do you think he looks like?
I feel like he looks like he made the same deal with his mom,
uh-huh,
to shower that you did.
He looks dirty. He does look dirty.
Right?
He looks like the dude from, what was it, the Charlie Brown...
the TV's dirt guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember
dirt
his name.
Just followed him. Yep. You know what I'm talking about.
Dirty McDirt Dirt.
I see that. To me, I kind of get a little Captain Hook vibe. Like, he looks like Rufio.
You think he looks like a Filipino?
He just looks like he's a part of the Rufio gang.
Rufio is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I saw him in a movie not so long ago, and he was fat and ugly.
Yeah, he's depressing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, because he was so cool.
There was just a thing on Facebook, like, where they are now.
Really? Yeah. That's awesome.
Johnny Depp.
Hey, you know where he looks so cool that he's not cool at all.
Right.
He's so fucking cool, he's not cool.
I get what you're saying, because to me, he looks like in high school,
he
was really into black.
Right. He looks like what John Mayer aspires to be.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. He looks like he tells his mom to fuck off. Right. You want to do one more?
Sure.
One more. Let's do Daniel Tosh.
You're welcome.
Nice. Let's do it. I'll do... He looks like he forgot his gym clothes on purpose to not participate in PE. That's what he looks like.
He looks like he just got fired from USC and got a job with Alabama.
Lane Kiffin.
He does.
He does look like Lane Kiffin. He looks like he went through that Interstate and JNCO jeans phase.
You know I have JNCO jeans on mine. God damn it.
He looks like he orders salads when he's out with the boys. Like, you're getting a Philly cheesesteak? How about you? Chili cheese fries? Let me get the house salad.
Give me a Cobb salad, please. He looked like Rob Dyrdek's older brother who likes penis.
Yeah. Rob might like penis.
He might, actually.
Yeah.
He looks like he locks women and children in his basement for months.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Sex slave.
Right. And he gives them sand.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that.
To eat.
To eat, yeah.
I have to urinate
so bad. I have to pee so bad.
And by pee so bad, that means... I want to do so much Molly.
Oh, my God.
Molly break?
Wes Welker Molly.
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 Oh, Buffy. You're me. Deep feel. Licking on the sweat that's between the pets. Deep feel. Buried on the chest of your sexiness. Buffy. It feels
Buffy. Oh, my God. Okay.
We're back.
I don't know. Physically, I guess. Mentally, I'm still on break.
Did you finish the Jack Daniels bottle?
We did. I mean, let's be fair. There's a lot of options in this studio, and I made quite a few bad decisions on the break.
You did. You did. Somebody's sitting in the corner right now, and Skyler's been eyeing him up the whole fucking time.
He's a good-looking dude.
He is good-looking.
Yeah, fair enough.
Smooth.
Well, let's come back with, I guess it's probably the first official segment that we're going to do regularly.
Yep.
Everyone asks about it.
Correct.
Latex convos.
Sex talk.
Let's do it.
Mm.
Dicks.
Penis.
Pachina, as my girl says.
Weenie. The pachines.
First question.
Yep.
What's the longest you've gone without sex?
When I was in Nebraska...
Okay.
We went 3-4 months? 4 months?
4 months.
That was fucking unbearable.
So you were subscribing to many porn sites at that point.
Well, I did subscribe to one.
Mm-hmm.
I subscribed to one. But like, I feel like that was just a terrible waste of money.
Was it Bang Bros?
It was Bang Bros. you
paid for it.
Right, yeah.
You get access to like 36 sites.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not even that. Like it's like each video. Right, okay. But each video is like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I want to watch Dirty Dancing the whole fucking time. You know
like
what I
mean? The build-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
You're like a two-hour masturbator.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like to slap it around, bring it back down, and then get it back up. Yeah.
I like to get straight to the point.
Do you?
Oh, for sure.
So you go like 3 minutes,
I fast forward the video to when he's busting on her face or inside of her.
That sounds very homosexual.
When he's busting inside her face or inside of her? How's that homosexual?
He's busting. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to do it at the same time.
Well, because that's a fantasy of mine, to come on a chick's face.
Okay. I remember.
Yeah, I've not experienced that.
Right.
I do that. That's not weird. Yeah. Come at the same time as a dude, but look at the chick's
face. But I don't like...
Oh, no. Stop it, Paul. That was fucking gross.
He doesn't do that. I don't know.
I line it up. It's like Wizard of Oz.
You're trying to time your nut with the dude? You're
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and Wizard of Oz. I gotcha.
Like how chicks say when they hang out with another chick, their cycle is
sync. They sync periods.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking goddamn iPhone vaginas.
He's
fucking,
like, let me start this.
Let me dock and load up here. I don't know.
Gross.
I don't know. That's admirable.
Is
that
it?
You went that long without sex. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I guess maybe not, because I guess the longest I've gone without sex is 6 months, but I mean, that was only because I had like an aggressive herpes outbreak. It was so aggressive.
That stays forever.
So false. So false. Maybe true.
Who knows? You'll know.
Somebody knows.
You'll get a text message.
Yeah, someone's going to find out.
At 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Hey, I got herpes. Check STD yourself.
Says. Sounds like a personal problem.
You should have looked before.
God damn it. Did you think all dicks were crunch bars? Or what did you... That's normal, right? Yours is a crunch bar?
No. One's a... Yeah, it's fine. It looks like Elephant Man. It's fine.
Busted. Okay, let's do another...
DUI checkpoint.
Yeah, right. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
No sex for a year?
Yep.
Or no. No sex for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Basically. Right. No sex for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Or no solid foods for the rest of your life.
Ooh. Ooh. For the rest of my life?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You've experienced a lot. You're 27.
No solid foods. I'm going to look so fucking ripped to not have sex.
Paul, where are you standing on this?
I don't know. I love food.
Yeah.
And then you can masturbate. And uh-huh. It's like
you masturbate to food?
It's like 1.5.
You have to pick one. No Jack in the Box and In-N-Out and all that. Either no solid foods or no sex.
Can I take solid food and put it in a blender?
Yes.
Gross.
I go with the food. I want food.
You want food?
And I'll just spank the monkey.
Paul's actually a homosexual, so it doesn't.
He must no. Paul must have one of those pocket pussies.
Fleshlight.
Yeah. I want one. I know.
Paul has a fleshlight with the vampire teeth.
I can't bring myself to buy one.
Twilight, baby.
I can't bring myself to buy one.
No?
Can you?
I would never buy one. I don't need to buy one.
I want to send someone in. Like,
hey, I have a human fleshlight.
Buy this for me.
Yeah. Well, here's my list.
Anonymous.
Right, yeah. Here's my list. Go in there and buy this for me. Here's an extra 20 for you. Spoiler, it's going to be a fleshlight and some weird lotion.
Right. I guess my answer to my own question is no way in the hell
could
I go the rest of my life living without sex.
Right.
No way.
Right. You told me a couple weeks ago, like, what are you doing?
Sure.
Sleeping, Skyler.
I would just use it as an opportunity to, you know, get back in shape. You know what I mean? Like,
no solid foods.
Right. Just take on a new juicing lifestyle. Maybe I start cycling as well. I don't know. Live strong.
It's good for you. Put the bad blood out.
Yeah.
Put the good blood in.
Right. I'm cycling and juicing, but guess what?
What?
I'm fucking for show.
You're going to look so good doing that.
So good. So much better than now.
You can wear a deep V so deep.
So deep. All right.
Ninos.
Foreplay. What's your stance on foreplay?
I'm cool with it. Yeah, I like it. I like to get it.
Yeah?
I don't mind giving it.
I don't know that we have the same definition for foreplay.
I'm a white guy, so.
No. Maybe foreplay to me is like bringing other like food, edible objects into the sex.
What if you're... Oh, no, it's not. I fucking hate that. I hate that.
Okay, rewind. Tell me what the fuck you thought foreplay was before I said that.
Blowjobs.
You thought blowies were foreplay?
They're talking about blowjobs. Yes, that's what I thought.
No, that's monoplay. That is not foreplay.
That's what I like. I don't like bringing any food.
Really?
Because that's fucking gross.
Like, Paul? Making out is foreplay, really. If you're just,
is
like,
it?
Making out.
No! Well, she's making out with balls. You
foreplay
know I mean?
Is like French for like kinky or something.
Is,
I don't know.
Is that foreplay? French?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Foreplay.
Oui. I'm a foreplay.
Crescent witch.
Right.
I give up.
Yeah. Me personally, like, my refrigerator isn't really equipped for foreplay.
Right. Wait, is foreplay only fucking food?
Yes, foreplay. No. Not just food, but like that's the main thing.
Okay, that's gross.
Ice and strawberries.
What about like feathers?
Feathers?
Ice and strawberries.
What are you fucking Navajo? Right. Fucking feathers in the sex? Right. Go fuck yourself.
Right, you goddamn spear.
What about feathers and Q-tips and you know Q-tips. Jumping jacks?
God damn it.
Q-tip on
no fucking Q-tips.
I'm talking about food. edible yuck. Shit.
All right.
For me, yeah. Like, my refrigerator isn't really equipped for that. Like, I have a lot of frozen dinners, so, you know what I mean? There's nothing really sexy about eating a microwavable meatloaf off a chick's ass.
Feel this hungry jack, baby.
I also have, like, lots of salt and vinegar chips, and so that can end up hospitalizing someone in the wrong hole.
Do you like these row of pimples I'm giving you on your skin?
Do you read Braille?
Sick.
You got that. You like what I did there?
I did.
Yeah. I also have lots of chili. Yep. You know, and that's just very gas. Lots I love very chili. Gassy.
It is. I love chili.
You like chili?
I was supposed to have it today.
You told me you farted during sex, so of course you love chili.
I do like chili. I like the poop scares.
I also have lots of hot dogs, but you know what?
What?
This town ain't big enough for two hot dogs. And the only hot dog involved in my sexual endeavor is mine, goddamn
it. You're not a threesome guy?
Two women?
Either or.
Either or?
Yeah, either or. I want either or from you right now.
I'll do two chicks. There's plenty dick to go around.
I don't want you
to
do two guys. I'm saying, have you been in a devil's threesome?
With two dudes?
Two dudes, one girl.
I did bang this. Yeah. I slept with. I wouldn't even say it. Slept with. Yeah.
We made love.
Me and a friend of mine did bang this chick out in the racquetball courts of a high school.
Racquetballs are always like.
Well, we gave her the Eiffel Tower. Like, he was fucking her from the back, and I was getting head.
And you slow-mo high five.
And me and the dude made lots of eye contact and smiles. Like, this is gay and awesome
and
at the same time.
And then they
time.
Kissed, and then they, like, touched. Yeah,
right.
Touched
pee-pees,
and she was like,
well, in high school, the racquetball court room was like, that was the motel.
Yeah. It was dark, and it was far away.
Yeah.
I remember the racquetball court.
Did you do it in there?
I did not.
No?
Mm-mm.
Never did it.
Maybe. I don't remember, honestly. I pounded so many times.
Really?
One woman, though.
So many times.
But right. It's been a lot of nethers touching.
All right. What about, are you into, like, kinky shit or, like, slapping and biting and that type of thing?
Oh, slapping and biting? Yeah. No.
That's foreplay. Yeah. That's foreplay and that's not.
Like, that's foreplay?
That's slapping, biting.
That's slapping and biting. That's its own category.
That's a broad.
No, like, there's foreplay and there's do slap and bite. You know what I mean? Like, that's my whole type of thing. Like,
there's two tabs.
Yeah. Like, I've been a chick once. I don't know if I can qualify.
You've been a chick once?
I don't know if I can qualify it as, like, a bite, but I definitely let her know that I was there. You know what I mean?
Wait. I heard you've been a chick once.
I've been a chick.
Oh, that's no, what I heard.
Wait, I heard bit. I heard
bit. Okay, bit. Okay. I heard been. And I was wait a second. Rewind.
I've been a chick once. Like, I gave her a little nibble. Like, you ever nibble? Yeah, here we go.
Yep.
You ever nibble a chick, like, too hard and ruin everything? And then, like, you got to be like, okay. I'm sorry. Just lay back down. You know what I mean? We can stitch it up later.
I'm not really a vampire. No, you know, you just be like, hey. You can show that to your friends, baby.
A
little bite mark.
War wounds, baby.
on the war wound.
Yeah. Vietnam vet here.
I got this, 1999.
Ski ray vet. I survived ski ray.
You bit so hard.
I survived 8 and change. I survived 8 and change.
And all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Right. So what I want to talk about next, you may not want to discuss.
I want to discuss everything.
Fair enough.
You know what I want to discuss?
What?
That we're starting our second bottle of Jack Daniels.
We are.
It's gonna be gone.
Driving back later.
No, I'm gonna get a taxi.
Taxi, Lyft. What was the other one?
I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
Uber.
Hey, there we go. So let's do this. Let's give our listeners what our actual. Because obviously. Our women listeners want to know.
Right. All
what
13
does it sound like to sleep with Ski Ray and Mike?
It's good.
It's so good.
All right.
They can't feel it physically, so let's give them something audioly.
Was that a word?
Sonically.
Yeah,
sonically. Yeah. Shut up.
I want you to lay your subwoofer down on the ground.
Yep.
And go like this.
Let's do this. Let's be fair. Let's give them time to go get their vibrators or whatever they use.
Uh-huh.
Warm up their fingers.
Correct. The dolphin.
Know, do lots of typing. Mm-hmm. What, I don't know. What you do?
That's what women do. They type before they get an orgasm.
They do.
That's what I heard.
You want to go first or me?
I'll go first. It's fine.
All right.
I'm going to close my eyes because this is fucking
give
weird.
Them your actual sex sounds yeah, like you're yeah, sleeping yeah. with
right.
them.
Right. Okay, so I just want to say, Ski Ray, your shoulder's touching me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
All right. Are we saying at the end or
no,
like
just,
during?
Just in general, like, you know what I mean? Just like you're feeling it. You're liking this
yeah,
pussy.
Honestly, I'm thinking like,
you're
honestly,
wearing that pussy out.
Right, right, right. Okay, so you're saying 13 seconds in.
Boom.
Okay. I want to say like, I'm quiet, but I'm going to pretend
okay.
like I'm not.
No, don't pretend. Whatever your
no,
thing
I'm gonna
is.
Assume. I'm going to assume. I'm going to assume. Let's put the volume up to 11.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
We'll do it that way.
Hustle and flow volume.
I feel like I'm just breathing hard. Like
that's your thing?
Yeah, like
give
like,
him some breaths in. Right, give him
like I'm
do you let her know when you're about to come?
No, it's a surprise.
Surprise,
right.
motherfucker.
Right, right. Like I am peeling an orange in the attic while jump roping. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Like, all right.
And it's flex, 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 flex.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is there eye contact going on?
No.
Are you usually on top or bottom?
I'm usually on top.
You're on top.
You?
You'd like to... You're controlling.
I am controlling. That sounds rapey.
Me too. I'm, yeah.
It's very struggle cuddling.
I need you in a specific position when right. I'm finishing, baby.
Right.
All
right. Spoiler, the ankles are going to talk to the lobes.
Yes. Right. Absolutely. We're going to have discussions.
Right.
All right. Debates. Let me give the listeners, because it's probably lots of listeners, my
right.
sex sounds.
This is when everybody's going to listen in.
Right.
Right.
People
I'm
playing...
Listening.
People are DJing to their clit right now, listening to my voice.
Correct. They're going, wiki, 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 wiki.
Exactly.
Right.
So let me give them something.
Right, right.
Oh, shit. Oh.
This is what you do?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm,
do you
I'm,
really do you really say this?
This is real shit. Like,
okay.
I'm always, like, surprised from beginning to end. Like,
right.
It's always like, oh, God. I wasn't expecting this.
I don't remember the vagina being so warm and wet. Is that what you say?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
God. Yes.
I'm surprised.
That's true shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I do
agree with you, though, Mike. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm like...
Right. You're just like a heavy breather. You're like a panting dog.
Yeah, yeah. I give a... Here's my thing, though.
Okay.
I do give them disclaimers.
Okay.
When I'm about to come...
Yep.
I say... I'm about to come.
The levee's gonna break, New Orleans.
Because right after I say I'm about to come,
right.
I say, spread your fucking legs.
No matter what position.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Spread them goddamn babies.
Spread them, baby.
Absolutely. So what about, I don't even want to talk about this because I'm going to look bad.
You want to talk about everything.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's what podcasts are for.
That's what they are.
Airing the dirty laundry.
I know what you're talking
stinky
about.
Stinky ass draws laundry.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. We had this conversation.
We did.
Sex on the lady time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your thoughts on having sex on a period?
Okay. When she is, you know, having her monthlies.
Okay.
Burning a big red candle.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Uh huh.
I'm not touching that.
You really?
No.
What?
I mean, there's two holes. I'll take the other. You know, just because like
okay,
the amusement
okay.
park.
So they, you'll do anal when she's on a period.
Right. Like the amusement park closed, but not all rides are closed.
Okay.
Right. I'm riding the other ride.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm not touching the one that's fucking under maintenance.
All right. But you're still getting an admission ticket and
yeah,
fucking.
Absolutely. Like that. I'm still paying.
Uh-huh.
Checking to see if I'm tall enough.
Okay.
And I'm going in.
All right. I get that.
That log ride.
It's an actual... right. You know it's an actual fact that women are hornier when they're on their period.
That is true.
You knew that.
I did know that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, I've only brought this up because it's not like I'm looking for, like, menstruating women to
right.
have sex
like,
with, but...
You're looking like, hey, anybody got a tampon in, baby?
No.
Yeah, right.
Not at all. Like... Gross! You're biting.
He's biting. I wish you could see it. Oh my
no,
god!
You took it too far.
Yeah,
you took it too
did.
Far, Buck.
So far, so far. He wants to pull some strings.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for menstruating women, but I will
Yucky.
Admit that I have done it. I've had sex on when a woman's on her period. Gross. Me and actually a friend who I'm not going down in a burning ball of flame on my own. Lauren Bryant, roommate, whom's light skin looks like Chris Brown. Lauren Tiffany Bryant, you side with me on this shit. We have a name for having sex with a chick on their period.
What is it?
Running red lights.
TSO.
Yeah.
Getting some tickets.
Right. You know, because red means stop kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. let's just say,
it's called the rainbow.
Let's just say, sometimes I look both ways and run that motherfucking light, baby. Yeah.
Yuck.
Isn't that what beach towels are for?
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Christ almighty. Yeah.
Put that motherfucker down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paul. What?
Disgusting.
Sex on the period?
Only in the shower.
But you've done it.
Yeah.
Well, like, wait, in the pool I've done it. That's when it
stops.
It stops.
I don't give a fuck where you're at.
It doesn't bleed when there's water.
Who told you that?
Bill Nye. Daniel Tosh's dad.
Yeah. White guy in the corner. Sex on the period.
I'm against it.
Oh, you're against it. Okay, so like, have you done it?
Have not done it.
Good for you.
All right.
The only weird thing is that like when you're like in the shower though, like when you're done, it still smells like a fucking murder scene.
like Psycho was fucking filmed here.
Yeah.
Have
like,
you been around homicides, Paul?
Yep.
Describe to me what a fucking murder scene.
Paul murders people.
This is the actual Dexter here in the goddamn monster. Yeah. All right.
Sick, Paul.
This has gone too far.
God damn it.
Let's scale it down a bit. Let's talk about, because this is something that's always uncomfortable for me. How do you ask for head?
Yo, baby, you want to suck my pee-pee?
You know what I mean? Because exactly, like, there's no real nice way to ask for it.
No,
like,
there's
like
not.
This actually probably contributes to, like, the reason why I don't like head or, like, a reason why I don't like it. Because I don't know how to ask for it. Any way you put it. When you ask for it, it sounds extremely barbaric and aggressive. Like, hey, suck my dick.
Hey, baby, give my penis a mouth hug.
Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Like, take it down a notch, motherfucker. Right. Like, that is extremely, like, that's so OJ.
Hold on, who started that? How did the first guy get a freaking blowjob? I want you, tell me.
I don't know.
I'm the girl.
I just feel like
I'm the girl. I want you
here's
to
what happened. Here's what happened.
All right.
He was 7'3", and she was 4'4".
Okay.
And they were like, let's try this.
So you think it was consensual? I think the first blowjob was not.
Very dependent upon... Dependent? What's the word I'm looking for? I'm drunk. Contingent. Very contingent.
Right.
I got it. Fuck both of you. Very contingent upon what race the 7-foot guy was.
Okay, so... Give me an actual scenario where both races were the same.
Well, because here's the other option that you have if you're not like barbaric.
Okay.
And not aggressive.
Fucking caveman.
Right. If you're not fucking the Geico dude.
You're not asking for a fucking rape session.
Right. The other option you have is just like pushing her head down there very rude like.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like very Ike Turner-y kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, have some cake, anime. I said have some cake.
You're welcome. Touch my penis.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because
when a
chick asks for a head, it's sexy. You know what I mean? Like,
chicks
you know
don't how ask for head.
Right. Yes, they do. They
no,
say.
They say lick my taco.
Mm-mm. This is what they say. This is what they say. Eat my pussy.
Is that? Is that French thing going
yeah.
on?
Wait, oui, oui. Uh-huh. Or another thing they say is. Kiss me down there. Ooh. I give you. Yeah, I'll fucking kiss you.
Let's touch lips.
Let's play spin the bottle, bitch. Oh, shit. You know what? There's nothing sexy
yep.
about telling a chick
mm-hmm.
to slurp your balls.
Really?
Nothing at all.
I like top, so I like it demanding, so. So do you.
It's just hard. Chicks can ask for head sexy.
Right.
Guys can't.
Yep.
And, you know, it's very difficult because, like I said,
they have boobs.
It's hard to ask for a chick to slurp your balls. And I mean, because the emphasis is on slurping. You know what I mean? Because
right.
if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
it's very slurpish, you know what I mean?
Slurpy.
Like when you bite your food and the fucking food is like too hot and you're like that's you know head at its finest, baby.
Believe it or not, that's the same noise I make when there's a big poop coming out.
Oh yeah.
Well, you roll your arms?
Yeah, I do.
Poop.
What do you think about okay, let's move forward.
All right.
Sex to music.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you?
You know, the only thing I don't like about it is your time in your sex session.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because sometimes I just ride the beat. It doesn't really matter what it's to.
Right.
Like,
yeah. You're fucking ushered. Yeah.
No, hear me out. I'll dig a chick out to fucking Kids Bop.
What Kids Bop song?
Bop.
Oh, Hanson.
Shoot. Oh, what's the other one? What's the other one?
Paul just snorted.
I did.
Like, do you have another one?
Like a gay. Which one?
I don't know. Like, say one.
Shots.
Shot.
Kids Boxer shots, right?
Shot. Everybody.
Wait, that sounded a lot like NSYNC at the end there.
It did.
Everybody.
It did.
Hey, I'm
touch your body.
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, having sex to music. Right. Sometimes you do have to pay attention. Like, you can't just, like, let the playlist run.
Wait, do you not pay attention during sex?
I don't pay attention to, like, the playlist and, like, what song's coming up next. Because hear me out.
Okay.
One time I'm having sex with this chick.
Okay.
Very, like, eye contact-y, like, meaningful.
Right.
Slow breathing.
Correct.
Passionate sex.
No blinks.
Guess what comes on?
What comes on?
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
He went from making love to pounding.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, baby.
Bitch. You're welcome.
Right, I gotta pee. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Alright, man, so fuck this shit. Like, let's talk about something that, you know, we kind of try and beat around and act like it doesn't exist.
Racism?
Nope. This next topic is very real.
Okay.
How rich are you?
I'm not rich.
You're so fucking rich.
I'm not rich.
Yes, you are.
I promise you I'm poor.
You're a liar.
I'm rich people poor.
You always have toilet paper when I come over.
Is that not a thing for you?
No. Like, when people come over, they're like, hey, there's not... And I have to give them, like, a Chipotle napkin.
Use the bidet that's already in the toilet. Just flush hard.
All right. Like, me personally, like, I won't give you a mount, but I will say that I do not have a savings account.
Is that true?
This is 100% true.
Really?
I do not have a savings account.
I'm going to open you a bond.
This is so true that I've written a check for gas with the understanding that it'll take...
Oh, you did not.
It's going to take 2 days to post, so I have 2 actual days to find the money.
You did not write a check for gas.
QT takes checks.
Really?
You get paid on Friday.
That's amazing.
I need gas on Wednesday.
I bet they don't cash till Fridays.
I need gas on Wednesday.
Shit.
Actually, a lot of times where I go to eat is very dependent upon what's the dollar menu look like there.
I love the dollar menu.
It's so good.
It is. I had it today. But yeah, I also McDonald's. But I also had like an actual meal and then I had like the dollar menu add on. You know what I mean? Because I'm a fat ass.
I'm a dollar menu-naire.
Commercial.
Right. What about, since obviously you have a lot of money, you probably waste a lot of money. So tell me
gambling?
About...
Gambling? I don't gamble. I don't.
You don't gamble?
No, I think it's stupid.
Really?
I'll bet, but I won't gamble.
What's the fucking difference?
Gambling is like, I'm going to fucking lose my money ASAP. Mm-hmm. But betting is, I'm going to know I win this fucking bet. I'm winning this money.
I hear you on that.
Right?
Right. That makes sense to me because if you ask me the same question, I'm going to ask you to define gambling, because if you want to be real, you know what I mean? Like, anytime I whip my dick out and hit some shit raw, I'm gambling.
Right. So, sushi.
So much raw sushi section. Like, I was playing keeps for real, goddammit. I was all in. Literally and figuratively.
Herpes.
Herpes, right? When you crap out,
yep.
That's when you get married or have a kid.
Right. That makes sense.
Tell me about, we're talking about money, right?
Yeah.
Your wedding.
Oh, God.
Was that a waste of money or what?
It was a very expensive party. It was a waste of money.
Really?
I'm still paying for the wedding.
For real?
For real. It's expensive.
So you should have just married someone less expensive?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. I should have just ordered from the Philippines.
I mean, I can't math.
I can't math either.
Right. So I'm not going to put an actual cost on what your wedding cost.
Okay.
But I will tell everybody that it was extremely nice.
Okay.
It was by the water.
That's good.
And lots of white people attended.
Still a lot of whites.
So, by the water. Yeah.
So, like, it was like a small body of water.
With the amount of money you spent on your wedding.
It was a lot.
I couldn't help but think,
mm-hmm.
We could have bought so much cocaine.
Oh my God, we could have bought cocaine. We could have mushed him up in the Molly.
Right.
We could have sold the cocaine in the Molly.
Yes.
That makes sense, right?
We could have bought a really nice used motorcycle.
They're like $3,000. So right. you do the math.
We could have went somewhere far away for a long time.
Yes.
Like 9 days.
Like a solid week.
We could have bought a stripper's last semester of school.
She's trying to be a doctor, so right. She's paying for some school.
So much school.
Yeah. Strippers.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You know
who? I know somebody that kissed strippers and prostitutes on the mouth.
That is disgusting.
Spoiler. It's Jared, my brother.
He kissed a stripper on the mouth?
A prostitute in the mouth.
Intimately?
Well, he says that they wanted the kiss, and he was
like,
come here, baby, give me a kiss on the lips.
Like he popped a Mentos before he kissed her?
And he stuck his left leg up in the air while he kissed. He was like, woohoo.
Jared, you're disgusting.
So gross.
We have lots of conversations to have, and the first one's going to be...
Why did you kiss strippers in the mouth?
Something along the lines of, are you prepared to live with AIDS?
AIDS, I live with it.
Right, right. We won't talk about him too much.
Right.
All
right,
what is the most famous person you've met?
I've met Harrison Ford.
You met...
Han Solo.
You met Han Solo.
I met Han Solo.
Where?
Actually, at my wife's work. He came in, and I was there.
And you were like,
sup? I was like, bitch. I was like, oh my God, Indiana Jones, Han Solo.
Yeah, you know what? That makes so much sense.
You're the coolest guy alive.
Especially when you put, like, our lives in perspective.
Okay.
Because the most famous person that I've met.
Right.
Sinbad.
Sinbad was awesome.
He's the worst. And here's what pisses me off.
Yep.
He had nerve to think that he was, like, too relevant and didn't give me my autograph. Or didn't give me his autograph.
Wait, Sinbad said no to the autograph?
He told me he wouldn't give me his autograph because if he gave me his autograph, then everybody is going to have to get his autograph. Like, is there a line around here, Sinbad? Nobody even knows you're Sinbad.
I was in fucking Good Burger and Jingle All the Way. Don't fucking talk to me.
What is that? First Kid. I mean, 1997? Go fuck yourself, Sinbad.
What am I? What
the Cherokee Kid.
Cherokee Kid, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You're welcome.
Christ, that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck him. I don't even want to talk about him. He doesn't deserve to be on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How about, what's the dumbest thing you spend your money on?
Rock stars.
Rock stars?
I drink 3 or 4 a day.
That's like $11.
It's a lot.
$11 a day, 7 days in a week. That's $77.
Correct.
How much is that in a year?
A lot.
I can't math.
I can't math.
$77 a week. There's 52 weeks in a year.
52? We're doing 52?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
What is that?
52. Paul? It's $4,000 a year.
$4,000?
That's probably very accurate, actually.
Oh, my gosh. That is a community college associate's degree.
Yeah, but nobody wants to admit like they have a fucking community college associate's degree.
Right.
Right.
ITT Tech. For me, I would say the dumbest thing that I probably spend my money on.
What?
is women. Because here's the thing, like, you didn't really
at a time, baby.
Right. Like, you didn't define, like, to me, the dumbest thing I spent money on, like, to me, women are dumb.
They're very stupid.
Right. Well, like not like all women, but I will, like, I've
most
been
most women.
Right. I've been around some chicks where, like, I swear I've had more intelligent conversations with a grasshopper.
Grasshoppers are smart.
Right. That's why I like older chicks, because, like, my girl's older than me, for example.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, young chicks, it seems like all they want to talk about, belly button rings,
selfies,
glitter, you know what I'm saying? Vampires.
LMFAO.
Yeah, Starbucks fall release.
RLFML.
Beyonce. You know, fuck that. You know, talk to me about something real. Like, let's talk about, like,
Ebola.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's an actual epidemic.
Right.
Let's discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Israel.
Yeah. Let's talk about peace in the Middle East.
Right.
True or false, though, you pay an illegal Mexican to clean your house?
I do.
Awesome.
$100 a week.
Whoa.
I
give her $100 a week. She does a very good job, though.
I hope that Sheriff Joe Arparo is listening right now.
He's going to get arrested soon, I hope.
Okay, I have a question.
Yep.
Do you have an Underground Railroad in case, like, immigration busts in, like,
yes!
mid-mop?
Absolutely. I want to make sure my house is clean, and then I give her the slide down to the railroad.
Okay.
It's a slide.
Also, do you pay Maria? Is that her name?
Maria.
Do you pay Maria in clean water and Food City coupons?
I give her chalupas, and I give her food stamps.
Right.
And I also give her lemon plate.
When she leaves, how many forks are missing from your house?
So many. That makes so much sense now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fair enough. All right, so this is the end of episode 5. This was solid.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Right, like, I'm not going to pass the sobriety test going home, but
no.
The episode was good.
It was good.
If you don't hear an episode in a couple of weeks, that's because no one posted my bill.
Correct. Yeah, I said correct. That's how good it is, yeah.
So dry.
Yep.
Shout out to Fringe Audio, we're recording right now.
Fringe Audio.
Lots of narcotic.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of liquor.
Free beer, free alcohol.
Lots of butthole touching.
Stuff. Yep.
Maybe not.
Yeah, well.
Depends on what you look like.
My butthole's been touched a lot.
No, Paul, don't.
Paul, keep this one.
I want to shout out on this episode, seriously, though, my mom and dad.
Yeah, I feel bad for my mom and dad.
Right. I feel bad for my mom and dad, too. Like, they've supported me through lots of things. Like, they used to tell me I could be a lawyer.
Right.
A doctor. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, I was going to be a professional NFL football player.
Okay.
Guess what I do now?
What do you know?
I crack dick jokes on the radio, so...
Online radio.
Right. Sorry, mom and dad.
That's one step higher than serious, baby.
You should be proud.
Honestly, I thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly, even if you just play it and, you know, walk away...
Uh-huh.
We're still getting a point.
Right.
So. Right. It's fine, guys. Yeah.
Shout out to AZ Chivers. We went to a Chive party last week.
Right, yeah. You know, it doesn't hurt my feelings that you guys haven't posted any of our fucking pictures yet.
What's the actual website?
Thechive.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
AZ Chapter.
Yeah, there's an AZ Chapter on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're actually Chivers ourselves, and we're from AZ, so I feel like go ahead and connect the dots. Support.
Do it.
Fellow AZ Chivers.
Yeah.
And follow Deep V.
But you know what? They have like 10,000 likes. You know how many we have?
146.
Like 146.
And I have 144?
You have a lot of friends.
Yeah, so many.
You know how many friends I have?
How many? Like
14 or something.
I don't like people.
I don't like people.
Fuck them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why we have that many.
Yep.
Shout out to Arizona State.
Yeah.
Frat football team. Everybody.
They just won.
They did.
They did. They beat the Lobos.
They got so lucky.
So glad you guys won.
If you struggle with the team called the Lobos, you are probably gay.
You know how I know you guys are gay? I almost went to the Lobos. There was like, Mike, come play for us.
Right.
We're so bad.
Yeah.
We're the Lobos. Right.
Brittany Griner really supports the Lobos.
She's starting for them this year.
Right.
The receiver.
Yeah.
You guys barely stopped them.
Yeah. Follow us on Facebook, Deep V, Instagram at Official Deep V.
Yep.
Email us questions, comments, concerns.
Official Deep V.
You know what I'm saying?
Gmail.com.
Any of that shit. OfficialDeepV@gmail.com.
Yep.
Most importantly, go fuck yourself, San Diego. This was episode DV, episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ron Burgundy.